So the question is this: how do thought leaders, school dropouts, former and current students find out what's next after they do or don't cross that stage? If you want to know the secrets to starting the career or business of your dreams, getting paid whatever you desire, and discovering what you do the best with the least amount of effort, then this is the right podcast for you. I'm Sean Anthony, and this is School's Over, Now What? The podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Sean Anthony. Listen, fam, I understand this may be the first time you've ever checked out the show. So let me tell you a little bit about what we do. Each and every single week, we continue to bring you an inspiring person or a message that's truly going to help you. Whether like you're somebody that's trying to climb the corporate ladder, or perhaps you're an entrepreneur starting the whole entire journey, trying to develop and understand business and level up, this is the show for you. But most importantly, every single person who's been on this show has answered the question we've all asked ourselves at some point in our life. And that is, school's over, now what, right? What do we do? How do we figure out what's next? And because of you, the show has completely blown up. We're over 200 plus episodes, constantly rated at the top of the charts on Apple. And perhaps you're watching this right now, want to know, okay, how can you support? Well, if you know anything about this show, each and every single week, we like to kick this thing off with the review of the week. This week's review of the week, and if you're watching us on YouTube, you see it, we got it up. It comes from Hazan Sazan, and they wrote, "Such an on-time podcast. Sean, podcast is so spot on with what God has been speaking over me in this season. It has helped to align me not only in my business, but in my personal daily habits. If you need inspiration, this is it." Listen, Hazan, man, I appreciate you taking the time and leaving that review. And if you're listening to us right now on Apple, I want you to scroll, even on Spotify, because Spotify now has this as well. I want you to scroll into the bottom of your screen, smash that 5-star rating, or if you're watching us right now on YouTube, hit share, hit that like button, and be sure to subscribe to the channel. Now, let's get into it. And I want to always make sure that whenever we do these solo episodes, it's a message that's going to truly ring home for you. And here's the message I want to bring to you guys. And that is, as you go through social media, right, as you scroll through Instagram, you scroll through Twitter, you scroll through, hey, it can even be Facebook. You see so many people doing so many different things. Or perhaps you might see somebody at the highest point. People tend to not show you the dark side. They don't show you the ups and downs. They don't show you the struggles. And what we need to do is that we need to normalize the early stages of being an entrepreneur. That's right. I'm talking about where nobody's liking your photos, nobody's hitting that share button, nobody's supporting your business, because there is a lot of work that you're putting in right now, and you're not seeing the fruits of the labor, right? You're not seeing the fact that it's making the improvement. You're not seeing the fact that it's impacting lives. And you have to normalize this stage, because on the other side of greatness, there were long nights of suffering. There were long nights of trying to figure things out. There were long nights on trying to figure out if this is going to work for you. And I think we need to normalize those early stages of being an entrepreneur. It does not happen overnight. And here's what I want to tell you. I want to be able to give you something to help you through this process. In order to really beat this, you have to start showing yourself in the behind the scenes, those moments that people can watch and see and feel that they are a part of your journey. You know, when I quit my job 10 months ago as a brand manager, one of the things I said to myself is, I'm going to show people step by step. I'm going to show you literally watching me leave a company and then pursue my dreams. And perhaps what you're doing right now is that you are comparing yourself to other people who has a day 135 or the year 6 or year 7. And you are struggling on minute, like literally minutes from comparing yourself to other people. And I want you to normalize the fact that it's okay. It's all right. But in order to beat this, right, you have to really figure out, all right, how am I going to do this? So number one, behind the scenes, document the journey. Here's the second thing I want to tell you that's going to help you normalize the early stages of being an entrepreneur. Number two, what are some of the systems and things you've learned in your former life that you can now apply to your business? So whether that was the reports that you were doing, whether it was, you know, spending the first 2 or 3 hours focusing on sales, spending the last other half of the day focusing on branding, whatever that was for you in your previous job or occupation, you can now look at entrepreneurship and start implementing the things that work, but make it specific to you, your business, and your brand. I hope y'all bringing y'all pen and pad and paper because I'm gonna give you the play. The third thing is this. I want you to start creating before consuming. Here's the thing. When you watch so many people, you lose originality. You lose the ideas that you already naturally have because you're trying to one up. You're trying to compete, or perhaps you're trying to paraphrase or use the same wording. So start creating before you start consuming. These three steps, that's number one. Let's go back. Document the journey, whether it's behind the scenes content, whether it's you literally showing people, hey, I'm going to go here, I'm going to go there. Even if there was a day that you were having a bad day, it's okay to show that process. This is going to make people fall in love. But most importantly, it's going to normalize entrepreneurship. The second thing is, what did you learn from a previous job that you can apply to your business, to your brand? And the third thing is, start consuming. I want you to start consuming after you've already created, or, you know, just start creating before you start consuming. And by doing this, this is how you can start having a game plan, a proven three-step process that's going to work for you. I've been applying this three-step process and it has been working for my business tremendously. Guys, I hope you are taking notes. I hope you have enjoyed this episode. I hope you are running away with information that you can apply, because there are so many times we watch other people do great things and we tend to think because they have done it, we can't do it. Or we tend to think because they're doing it, there's no space for us. There's plenty of space for us. But what we first must do is normalize our own unique journey. I hope you have enjoyed this episode. I'll see you next week with another amazing guest. And as always, dream it, believe it, go out and get it. Yo, what you think? I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I want to know what you learned. So if you wouldn't mind, would you take a screenshot of you listening to the podcast on your phone right now? Upload to your Instagram stories, tag me at SeanRAnthony_, and then let me know in that Instagram story what is one thing that you learned. I love hearing from you, my listeners, thought leaders, former or current students all around the world. Let me know. And while you're doing this, go inside the podcast app, subscribe, leave a 5-star review and a 5-star rating. Again, this helps us reach more people. And if you want to be a part of this mission, helping us change the world one person at a time, it makes a massive difference by you leaving a review. Thanks so much. I'll see you next week. And remember, dream it, believe it, go out and get it.